Blog Talk Radio.
I'm gon' do this even after death. I'm gon' do this even after death. You can't match my death. I'm gon' do this even after death. I'm gon' do this even after death. You can't match my death. All you haters get up out my way, cause I'm about to wake. All you haters up, hop on it. Let's just ride the wave. You should really listen to this song, cause it's about you slaves. If you want your freedom, stop acting naive. Man, I'm talking naive. Hate it like a dry heat. Cause everything you need is hell right in. Man, I'm never right thing when I hit this machine. Swear I got it from my dad, how I got the gift of gab. Articulate, matriculate through 50 states. I'm just here to twist your fate, set it straight. I'm so great, gotta set a date, call me meditate. I'm so metaphysical, I'm the god, call me metafate. They told me not to do it, so I had to do it. I'm tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you supposed to make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, till a brother got it. They don't say nothing till a brother got it. I'ma pull up with the Corvette, cause I'm so fat. Yeah, you know I gotta give my check. Yeah, I'm so chest with the popped out like, that's me. All day, can't you see? That's me. All fake, super saiyan like I'm Goku when I'm flying through the atmosphere. I'm about to clear everybody out of here, can't you see? I'm just killing all these rats with these raps clear. Can't you see? Can't you see how I'm right here? Told me not to do it, so I had to do it. I'm tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you're supposed to make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances. They told me not to do it, so I had to do it. Tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you supposed to make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances. Yeah.
All right. Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Thursday, that's right. Thursday, May the 10th of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we've got another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very, 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 very important topic for you today. Today, we want to really break down the age that we are in from the perspective of our unawareness of the age that we are in. We are living in the age of Aquarius. We came out of the church age, or the Piscean age, or the age of the fish. And while now we're entering into the age of Aquarius, based upon all of the astrological and zodiacal signs and, you know, all of that good shizness. So today, my brothers and sisters, we are all spiritually destitute, meaning that we are all spiritual slaves. We're all spiritually unaware. We are living in spiritual darkness. We are living in spiritual ignorance. We're living in a state where we are spiritually inept. Now, it's not your fault, Because there's no way you can know what has not been provided for you, because the universe, because God has not made it available to you. Now, the age of Aquarius, as we've talked about before, originally I know I was going to do seminars on the age of Aquarius because this is so important. Instead, I'm going to be doing my seminars, not only, you know, webinars online, but also in different cities in person, where we're going to be talking about spiritual darkness or the spiritual attributes or the things that give you spiritual awareness. So each age is roughly 2,150 years. That's 2,150 years, according to everything that we know. So the sun's position inside of what they call the equinox, it moves through the zodiac constellation. So the age of Aquarius, again, began doing a particular equinox change from the constellation Pisces to the constellation of Aquarius. Now, this is all astrological or astrotheology. This is all has to do with the planet's positioning. This has nothing to do with mysticism or spirituality as we know it, meaning that it's not something that you can't prove. So everything that I'm talking about today, you can prove. The Piscean age, the church age, the age of darkness is no more. It's interesting that the church age was in the Piscean age or in the age of darkness, and the age of enlightenment or the age of Aquarius, which just began or just started, some say 2012, some say 2015, I'm not interested in debating upon dates or that type of thing. The whole purpose of is understanding that it takes the earth 25,000, that's 25,868 years to go through all 12 signs. Let me say that again. It takes the earth 25,000. So there is a certain species that 25,868 Earth years, or Nubirian or Hiberia, is 1 year. Let me say that again. 25,868 Earth years is 1 12-month period for certain entities. So if you are 1 year old on their calendar, you are 25,000 Earth years old. Now, do you know what you can do in 25,000 Earth years with that knowledge? So you encounter a spiritual entity that is 30 years old based upon their calendar. Now, I am not a mathematical guru. However, I do have something called a calculator. Now, if I take 25,000 years, and if I multiply that by 30, that comes up to 750,000 years, equals 30 years on Earth. So you go up against an entity that has been around for 750,000 years, which is equal to 30 Earth years. How you think you're going to win that war? That's what's going on. Now, I know that's probably, you know, hey, contrary to most people's theology. But let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. Spiritual unawareness, spiritual darkness, spiritual ignorance is the ignorance or being unaware of the fact that you are living in an environment where there are entities, for lack of a better term, according to the electromagnetic spectrum, 99% of what's going on is a plethora of years, earthly or their time frame, older than you. So the age of Aquarius that we're in right now is going to take 2,150 years, approximately earth years, for us to get through this period. During this period, there is the water bearer that is pouring out, according to Luke. In the book of Luke, it says, when you see the water bearer come into the city, follow him. That's what I'm doing. I recommend you do the same thing. Either you follow it through my life or light management system, or you hook up with somebody else's light management system as well. But the goal is to understand, my brothers and sisters, what is the meaning of the age of Aquarius? Well, the age of Aquarius, again, is just a term. It's an astrological term that talks about how we are to proceed through knowledge or gnosis or awareness. So now we are in the age of awareness. We are in the age of consciousness. We are in an astrological period of time, an eon or an age. And so that simply means that the water is pouring out, and water represents life, represents knowledge. It represents growth. It represents the ability to evolve. It represents the ability to grow. Now, your job and my job is not to get caught up in terms or definitions, because that's going to make you deaf. It's going to make you ineffective. Your job and my job is to attach to our version, our gnosis, meaning God gave each one of us a measure. He poured out upon you and I. He's poured out upon all flesh, for that matter, and he's given each one of us a specific design. It is specific, and your design is specifically, purposely different than mine. You are flawed on purpose. So this computer age, this digital age, this information age that we are in, this technological age that we are in, it's not by happenstance. This is what is called the seventh house. This is the zodiac sign of Aquarius, which follows, again, the sign that we just left out of, which is Pisces. So let me give you an analogy. So when I was a young whippersnapper growing up, I was talking about this with my wife earlier. You know, me and my brothers and sisters, we were dirt poor. At least that's what we thought. Now I'm an adult. And I think back, my grandmother had a pump in the backyard where we could go out there and we could pump water out of the ground. No water meter, no city water, no fluoride, nothing. We pumped water directly out of the ground. And it was, no matter how hot or cold it was cold. And the water was, I don't know, I can't even put it into the language. It was good. And my mother sold all of our clothes from scratch. She was a great seamstress. So I used to hate that because we called them doctor shirts because they had these big, you know, pockets on them. And I used to get made fun of in school. And I was ashamed that I had tailor-made clothes. No other kid in school had tailor-made clothes. Follow me, please. My grandmother, we used to go up to my grandmother's house. And my grandmother, she raised chickens. You know, she had a garden. She had pigs. Cows. That was this donkey or a mule specifically. And my grandfather used to use the mule, but not the horse. He would use the mule to do the plowing and stuff. And I never knew what a mule was. I didn't know that mules are sterile. Mules are an anomaly. A horse that makes with a donkey creates a mule. That's not necessarily a species. But follow me. So we could go out, and I would help my grandfather, grandmother, you know, plow rows. In exchange for my labor, they say, boy, go out there and pick you any watermelon you want. That's the reason I like watermelons. My grandfather, they had corn. It's just rows and rows of corn. And we ate Porsche corn. Kids don't even know what Porsche corn is anymore. You take the corn, you get a knife, you peel the kernels off the corn, and you put it in some frying or some oil, and you fry it, and it tastes great. My grandmother grew, you know, all other types of turnip greens, and chickens were the interesting thing because I was afraid of the chickens. My grandmother would go in there and get the eggs out of the chicken coop. I was scarred. I wasn't about to go in there because the chickens were a little aggressive. They weren't aggressive toward my grandmother. There was this woman that lived in the neighborhood also that was related to us. Her name was Miss Hazel. She raised hogs. And Miss Hazel, I remember the first time I saw a hog, a pig, butchered. Scarred me for life. First time I saw my grandmother go out there and grab a chicken, just grab it, and she would wring its neck, and the chicken would just flop around and, you know, just run around. Now, there was a guy in our, a rich white guy, name was Mr. McCann. He used to bring these ducks over there. I never understood. They would go duck hunting, and they would bring these ducks, and my grandmother would pick these ducks. She would make us pick the ducks, too. And he would give us some ducks, and we, you know, we ate ducks. Now, my grandmother had acres and acres and acres and acres of land. I don't know how many. And pretty much, from what I understand now, as an adult, yeah, we owned half the town. In my little $2 brain, all the way up until the age of really 30, 40, until I went down to the city, and I was doing some research for my father, and I came across a name by a guy named William Branch, who was my grandmother's father, who was a slave. The church that stands still there, to my knowledge, in the little town that I grew up in, was built and owned by William Branch. Come to find out, we were, my family, the biggest landowners in that city. In fact, the whole city, pretty much, the land was taken or stolen from my family. Now, all the way up until zero, till the age of pretty much 40, I thought I was a poor creature. Come to find out now, shit, we were the richest people in the whole city. I know people, myself included, that would pay big money for organic, everything we ate was organic. The water that we drank was straight out the freaking ground. The chickens that we ate, we grew them. The pigs we grew, the cows we raised them. The watermelon, the corn, and nothing was brought from the store. The clothes I wore was freaking tailor-made. It wasn't until my mother passed away that I moved to live with my biological father that the first time I ever went to a store and brought some clothes that wasn't either hand-me-down or tailor-made. It blew my mind. I thought I was rich. All the time, I thought I was poor, but all the time I was rich. Spiritual, unaware. Right now, you're rich. Just like I was when I was a kid. When I was a kid, I hated myself. When I was a kid, I wanted to commit suicide. When I was a kid, I thought that my life sucked. When I was a kid, I didn't understand. We should go out there. We had fruit trees, that line, the driveway to my grandmother's house. We could pick peaches, plums. They had dewberries that grew off the ground. It was a cornucopia of all types of fruits and vegetables. And I thought I was poor. See, your perception, my brother, your perception, my sister, is your poverty. The reason that we can't see, like when I was a little kid, as the Bible says, suffer not the little children to come unto me because they can't see. Right now I'm speaking to you and you probably think you're spiritually lost, confused, inept. You need to consult, you know, you got to go hang out with some spiritual gurus like, you know, T.D. Jakes or, you know, Creflo Dollar or Joel Osteen. You know, they've been to the cemetery and they got some deep revelation knowledge. You just poor creature, spiritually. Like, I thought I was a poor creature when I was a little kid. Emphasis on the word little kid. Growing up. So when I was a child, I thought as a child, I acted. And that's a scripture that talks about this as well. I'm just here to try to express, expose, and expand something to you that I wished there was no way. How can a child think like an adult? So, thus the calamity. Now, I'm a spiritual adult. I used to be a spiritual child. I read Hebrews 6:1. I've encouraged, I've begged, I've pleaded with people to read Hebrews 6:1. So that way you can understand when you listen to my messages, you're like, man, Brother Will is like he's been smoking some good shizness. I need to get a couple of hits of that. But if you read Hebrews, you know, 6:1, then you will understand, hey, that dude ain't as stupid as he sounds. Because it breaks down how to become spiritual aware. See, I was unaware when I was a child that water out of the ground from an aquifer or from an underground cavity runs through granite. Granite has a natural purification properties. It pulls certain attributes, toxins out of the water, and it deposits natural, and this is the key, minerals and enzymes These minerals and enzymes are organic instead of inorganic. Everything that you drink right now is not organic. It's inorganic, meaning that it's not naturally biodegradable by plants. So when you drink water that we have, you develop calcium deposits on your bones and you get arthritis because they say mineral enhanced, but what they don't say is that are those minerals assimilable? Can your body assimilate those minerals and enzymes in your water, that Avion water that you're paying $6, $10 for a bottle? That shit's like no good. Now, I know, people tell me that all the time, Brother Will, you bump your head. I understand. People ask me all the time. My daughter told me that in school, they told her that distilled, never drink distilled water. And my daughter, she's a senior in high school, said, hey, my dad has a book, and he drinks distilled water. The professor, highly educated, I might add, said, oh, please tell your dad to stop drinking distilled water. It is dead water. It has no minerals and enzymes. It's detrimental to his health. So my daughter comes concerned, obviously, about my health. So I told her, Samora, this is why you need to read my books. She said, yeah, Dad, but you ain't got no degree from Harvard or Yale. You know, you are barely making $100,000 a year, and it took you 50 years to get to that level. You don't drive a Bugatti. You don't live in a $6 million home. You're just my father. So I have to share with my daughters the difference between being spiritually aware and just aware. And now to break down the process of how does rain come to earth. And I had to break down, and she said, well, yeah, it's called evaporation. That's a cyclical process. You know, the water comes from the cloud. It hits the ground. It pools. The sun comes out. It warms up the water. It evaporates, goes back into the clouds. And I gave her a copy of my book, and I said, look on the back of my book. What do you see? She said, well, that's the distillation process. And I asked her, what is distilled water? It goes through the same process that God uses. So if the process is good enough for God, the process is good enough for me. And then I explained to her why water, clustered water molecules cannot remove dirt, specifically mucus, out of the body. Because the water molecules are stuck together. And the water molecules are not electrified, meaning the water molecule must have a different charge than the mucus in the body. So that way, again, opposites attract. So the water I'm drinking is empty, so I can put stuff in it called mucus or trash, so I can take the trash out. So I drink distilled water not to put shizness in my body. I drink distilled water to take shizness out. Go tell the professor that. Obviously, my daughter's like, Dad, yeah, I think you bump your head. Thus, the difference between thinking as a child and thinking as an adult. Now, I'm talking to spiritual adults today, not spiritual shearings. So if you're a spiritual shearing, this message is not for you. But Hebrews 6:1 says, which is the life and the light management system, the life management system is not for spiritual shearings. As me and my brothers and sisters, you know, we just take the D out the word. You know, we just make up words as we go. Y'all know we're from the country. So in the country, you know, there is no children, there are shearings. So Hebrews 6:1 goes a little something like this in the New Living Translation. It says, let us stop going over the basic teachings about Christ again and again and again. Now, we could stop right there. And you can go to church on Sunday and you could read that Hebrews 6:1 first sentence. You would have a problem. Because every church I go to, they go over the basic teachings of Jesus Christ over and over and over again. But Hebrews 6:1 tells me we should not do that if we want something that I want. I don't know if you want what I want, but when I was a little kid, if I had the knowledge I have now, I would pay money, big money, to go back to my grandmother's house and relive my youth over again. I would never leave. Man, I couldn't wait to get my dark behind out of Forest Hills, Texas. First plane, me and my brothers and sisters, man, the first opportunity we got, we was gone because we didn't see the value. We saw no worth and no value growing up on a farm, basically. We just saw hard work. We didn't understand that we could walk down the street and see dewberries. We would go over there and we would just pick them and eat them. We didn't even take them home and wash them. I remember pecan trees was everywhere. I just used to climb up in the tree and just pick pecans. I remember that's how me and my brothers and sisters, when we were little shearings, we would pick pecans. That was this guy, Mr. Bentley. We'd go over to his house. We would take all of our pecans, and he would weigh them, and he would give us dollars. We thought that was the greatest thing since sliced bread. We would take our little $4-$5 for that we would make it. We thought we was balling, man. You couldn't tell us nothing. We would have picking, you know, my brothers would always laugh at me because, you know, I was a little touched when I was a kid. I was kind of lazy. And my brother Glenn and my sister Brenda, they could pick, you know, three times the amount of pecans I could pick because I was playing. I was chunking rocks at the cows, climbing the tree, sleeping. You know, I was, like I said, I was a little touched when I was a kid. Some would say I'm still touched. So my brothers and sisters would pick way more pecans than me. Thus, they got way more money than me. Then when we go to the store, I was trying to borrow money. And I said, hey, Bren, come on, give me a couple of dollars. He said, no, remember you got that plan? Chunking rocks at the cows? We told you, pick some pecans. But you didn't listen. Hard head makes for a soft ant. So see, I'm not a kid anymore. Now, I used to be. When I was a kid, I thought as a kid, I did kids' business, couldn't see nothing. This message is not for kids. It's not for biological children or spiritual children. Nothing, none of my books, none of my shows are for spiritual children. However, there's a lot of spiritual children listening to my show. Then go on my YouTube page and let me get the political correct term, because I almost said something that I probably would regret. They make bonehead statements. Hebrews 6:1 says, so let us stop going over the basic teachings about Christ again and again and again. Let us go on instead and become mature in our understanding. Surely we don't need to start over again with the fundamental importance of repenting from evil deeds and placing our faith in God. Surely we don't have to do that again, but we do. The same problem I had when I was a little kid growing up, crying every day, depressed, suicidal. Man, I remember me and my brothers and sisters. Now, this was at my grandmother's house. Now, at our house, yeah, there was some crazy shitness going on. Because, you know, Sister X came over there and picked us up and talked about stuff about fasting. Now, I don't know. I'm 6, 7, 8. I ain't interested in withstanding from food. I'm trying to put some food in my belly. And she was talking about praying all night. And then she had a methodology by which, you know, that me and my brothers and sisters, we didn't really like too much. But at my grandmother's house, see, I got smarter. As Sister X came over, I would run to my grandmother's house. My grandmother had this double barrel shotgun, and she just, for whatever reason, Sister X and my grandmother, they didn't really get along. So I knew when I got to my grandmother's house, I wasn't going. So it was a game. Sister X show up. If her and sister, if she had this lady that we called her, you know, I'm just saying Sister L, if they couldn't catch me, I was gone. If I made it to my grandmother's house, that was like the safe zone. I could eat, chill, but I thought I was poor. I had no clue, brothers and sisters. And right now, as I'm speaking to you, well, let me rephrase that. Maybe not you, but people that you know have no clue. The same way I didn't understand that I used to hate going out to the outhouse to use the restroom. I used to hate it. We had kerosene lamps and, you know, some interesting things. Now, my grandmother, she had electricity, TV, and all that stuff. But I didn't know that all that land that was behind my grandmother's house, that the cows was on, that all of those rows of watermelon, corn, and squash, and turnip greens, and mustard greens, all of those chickens, and everything that my grandmother had, I didn't know she owned all that. I didn't know. I didn't know. Then I remember I grew up, a few years come back, and the house and everything was overgrown. And my father told me that the city was taking the land due to code enforcement violations because nobody was keeping up with the land. Now, to my knowledge, to this day, I think for probably pennies on the dollar, all of that acres and acres of land. Now, remember, I thought I was poor growing up. All of them acres and acres of land, some white guy probably owns today. And he probably bought it for probably 10 cents on the dollar. Why? Ignorance. Negroes are ignorant. Ignorant. All folks are ignorant, but primarily, since I'm Negro, I can speak on Negroes. Nobody in our family saw no worth and no value in that land, myself included. Now, let me make sure you understand the depth of the statements that I'm making, because I don't know if y'all really understand what I just said. Everything that I just said is what I see now, very wealthy white people, and black people for that matter, would pay very good money to be able to go in their backyard and pick fruit and take it to their table, to go out there and grow their own livestock, whether it be chickens, whether it be hogs, whether it be, you know, cattle or whatever, and take it from there, take it, watch it grow up, feed it, no steroids, no genetically modified organisms, all of the issues and the problems that we have right now today. I grew up with none of those issues, and I thought I was poor. In fact, I knew I was poor. In fact, I cried every day. I hated going to school because all the kids made fun of us, because really, we were the richest kids in town. But the environment and everybody else told us we wasn't. And guess who did we believe? Well, who did I believe? I believed all those little kids who made fun of me because my clothes wasn't from Walmart. My clothes was tailor-made. My food didn't come from Walmart. We went in the backyard. My grandmother grabbed the chicken. She dunked it in some hot water, and she plucked that chicken, and we plucked the feathers out. I didn't like it, but, hey, I know the food was good. I didn't understand that my grandma said, boy, go over there and get some peaches. I'm going to make a peach cobbler. And I just walked out there, picked peaches off the tree. My grandmother made a peach cobbler. I didn't go to no store for nothing other than maybe some sugar and some cinnamon. Everything that we ate and wore was natural. And I thought I was poor. In fact, I knew I was poor. All my life, half of my adult life, I thought we was the poorest creatures in the whole town. Now, as an adult, I understand. It is the craziest thing. We would go outside and pump. We had this pump. We would pump the water, and it came up out of the ground. And I tell people that story today. They was like, where was you born in, 1730? No, I ain't talking that long ago. And it was always ice cold. In August, when it was 110, and we run around at my grandma's house, we just go outside, and one person was pumping while the other person was drinking the water, and we'd take turns. And I thought we was poor. Brothers and sisters, somebody's lying to you right now, spiritually. The same way I got lied to, but remember why the lie worked. The lie only worked because I was a child. If you take me back to that environment right now, I would pay you a lot of money to go back in time to my grandmother's house, where everything that we ate came, that we grew, and we raised. Everything. Only thing that my grandmother used to can. I didn't understand it. Everything, all of the jellies and jams, my grandmother made. We didn't go to the store and buy that stuff. The bread, everything my grandmother made from scratch. And I'm walking around suicidal, thinking that I'm poor. In fact, I knew I was poor. I couldn't wait to get up out of there. I was gone. My mother died, and then like my brothers and sisters, or my two sisters stayed there. I was gone. I wanted to go to the concrete jungle. Why? That's where the money was at. Spiritually ignorant. And right now, as I'm speaking to you, you're unaware. What are you unaware of? Right now, you are unaware that every letter in your name is a characteristic and an attribute of God. Right now, you're unaware. Right now, you got something called a Dear Kinnear Report, which is your business statement. Now, let me make sure you understand how rich you are. Because we don't know Hebrews 6:1. At least most of the people I talk to, maybe people not like you, but other people. So Hebrews 6:1 tells us if you want to be spiritually aware, you got to do something. You have to stop. The New Living Translation, Hebrews 6:1 says, stop going over the basic teachings about Christ again and again and again. Let us go on instead and become mature. So I want to be mature so I can see. Only the mature can see. See, when I was a little kid, my grandmother and them probably knew. I don't really know if they really knew, but hopefully they knew. Because we owned all the land. You know, they don't make no more land. And now the dominant culture taking all of our land. Because why? Negroes in my family don't understand the value. Just like most churches don't understand the value. Just like most people that I talk to, that's why I developed the light, which is the life management system, so that way you can see the value. Because most of us can't see. Spiritual unawareness, spiritual darkness, spiritual ignorance is the absence of awareness. That's it. No devil, no demon required. Just the absence of the ability to perceive. That's it. Poverty is not a thing. Poverty is the absence of a thing. Poverty doesn't exist. Darkness doesn't exist. Darkness is the absence of a thing. Darkness is not a thing. Darkness is not a noun. Darkness is not a freaking thing. Darkness is the absence of light. So you don't fight darkness, you just produce light. You don't fight no damn imaginary devil. You just hang out with a real God. Now, I know, that's probably contrary to your theology. Let me digress a little bit. Hebrews 6:1 says, surely we don't need to start again with the fundamental importance of repenting from evil deeds and placing our faith in God. That lets me know that that's fundamental. I didn't got to waste time. I did it once, and I keep it moving. Hebrews 6:2. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 2 says, you don't need further instruction about baptism. Hold up. Time out. I don't know. Reverend Dr. Bishop teaches a lot about baptism. Some, not all. But Hebrews 6, verse 2, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 2 says, you don't need further instruction about baptism. You don't need further instruction about the laying on of hands. You don't need further instruction about the resurrection of the dead. You don't need further instruction about eternal judgment. Verse 3. Hebrews 6:3. And so God willing, we will move forward to further understanding. My brothers and my sisters, it is time for us to move forward with further understanding, according to Hebrews chapter 6, verse 3. Verse 4 says this, for it is impossible to bring back to repentance those who were once enlightened, those who have experienced the good things of heaven and shared in the Holy Spirit, who have tasted the goodness of the word of God and the power of the age to come. That's the age we're in right now. See, it is impossible to bring back to repentance those who were once enlightened, meaning once the mind has been expanded, it cannot shrink back. So if I can just get you to go on past the basic teachings of Jesus Christ and Him crucified, if I can get you just to get a taste, if I can open up your awareness, see, once now I'm aware, you can't take my awareness away from me, homie. If I never become aware, then it's the blind leading the blind. I will forever be in darkness. But if I can ever wrap my brain around spiritual power, spiritual consciousness, Christ consciousness, if I can ever wrap my brain around the messianic office that furnishes the one in that office with the power to fulfill that office, I will never be out of office. It is your lack of awareness that causes you to do what some people call sin. Sin in the Greek comes from the Greek word hamantero, which means living without your lot, without your share, without your awareness. No awareness. Again, the Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. My people cast off restraint. Where there is no vision, awareness, people cast off restraint. What vision, Brother Will? The vision of your God-ordained blueprint. What blueprint? The blueprint that's written in your DNA. Where is it written? Your DNA is what they call a toroidal antenna. Your DNA connects you to something on a quantum realm. They call it the silver cord. Remember in the movie The Fantastic Four, I think it was one of those superhero movies, that was a dude called the Silver Surfer. What did he represent? He represents the silver cord. You, according to the ancient texts and according to physics, your DNA, if you stretch it out, it connects you to something in another dimension. That's called the big G. So your umbilical cord, your spiritual umbilical cord that connects you to the big G, is called your DNA. So your DNA, I can decipher how to turn your DNA on and how to turn your DNA off. How can you do that, Brother Will? Well, your DNA is inside, and it is made up of four letters, really five, but for the sake of argument, four. Now, let me make sure you understand, because your code is turned off. I'm trying to turn it on. The Bible says the entrance of thy word, it does something. If you can wrap your brain around this, my brothers and sisters, you will not be a spiritual child anymore. It's the entrance of God's word. So God's word has to enter you. That's what I'm doing right now. Why? Faith cometh by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. So it is the entrance, not the exit, my brothers and sisters. It is the entrance of God's word. The entrance of thy word. The word entrance means the unfolding. What I'm doing right now is I'm unfolding. See, if you don't unfold the words, you don't turn on the light. That's why I do didactic teaching only. That's why Yahushua only did didactic teaching. He called it parables back then. Now, I don't know if you understand what I just said, so let me say it another way. The Bible says it this way, Psalms 119, verse 130. Psalms 119, verse 130. Psalms 119, verse 130. The unfolding of your words give light. It gives understanding to the simple. Is there anybody that's listening to the sound of my voice who want to go on past the basic teachings of Jesus Christ and Him crucified according to Hebrews 6:1? The only way to do that is Hebrews 11 tells us that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. That means whatever you got that's right now just an image in your head, it's going to manifest in your hands if you can unfold light, which is unfolding words, which is breaking words down using etymology. The Bible says it again. The King James says it this way. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. That's me. I'm simple. I'm a baby Christian. But I want to be an adult Christian or an adult light bearer or the light worker. How do I become? The revelation of your words brings light and it gives understanding to the inexperienced. That's Psalms 119, verse 130. I am trying to give understanding to the inexperienced, especially me. See, when I was a little kid growing up on my grandmother's, you know, farm, I never would call it that when I was a kid because I didn't know what farm meant. Now that I don't know what farm means because I'm not a kid anymore, I know. When I was living in the lap of wealth and luxury, I wouldn't have called it the lap of wealth and luxury back then, but now I have experience. Now I understand the definitions of words. Now I've been around the world, courtesy of the United States government, and I've seen poverty. Oh, I've seen real poverty, brothers. Y'all ever been in the Philippines? You ever been in Korea? You ever been to Okinawa? You ever been to mainland Japan? Oh, you want to see poverty? Oh, yeah. Now, see, I thought, when I was a child, I thought as a child. I ain't no child no more, homie. I pray to God that you're not one, you're not a child any longer. It says that in the International Standard Version, the discourse of your words illuminates and provides understanding. The NET Bible says your instructions are the doorway through which light shines. They give insight to the untrained. I'm trying to give some insight to somebody that's untrained. I'm trying to open the door so the light can shine through, homie. Psalms 119, verse 130. Everybody should memorize that verse or write it down. Psalms 119, verse 130. This, anytime you say, well, why Brother Will got 50 books? Why he do shows every day? Why he got this life manner? Why he talk so much? Why? Just read 119. That's all you got to do. If you want to know, now remember, everybody got a mission. What's your mission statement? My mission statement is Psalms 119, verse 130. It is the unfold words so that way they can give light and understanding. They can give light because light destroys darkness. I don't fight darkness. That's why you don't see me rebuking no devils and no demons. They don't exist. They're not entities to me. They got no power. They're roaring lions. They go around. They're imaginary to me. Now, to you, your perception is your reality. Remember, not mine. When I was a kid, my perception was we were dirt poor. That's what I thought. Nobody else had tailor-made clothes. Nobody else had a pump in their backyard to pull water out the freaking ground. Nobody else had chickens running around. You just go out there and grab one. Nobody else had rows of watermelon as far as the eye can see. Rows of corn, turnip, mustard green, cabbage. Nobody else had freaking rows of freaking peach trees, plum trees. We had this thing called, kids don't even know what these are anymore. Fig trees. And the kids said, you can't even find figs. I used to eat, then we had mulberries and dewberries. I ask my kids, do you know the difference between a mulberry and a dewberry? One grows in the tree, the other one grows in the fire. I used to climb. My sisters can tell you, my brothers can tell you. I used to climb up in a mulberry tree and just stay up there all day, just eat mulberries. Kids don't even know what mulberries are anymore. And I thought I was poor. Man, the devil did a freaking con job on me, man. I was hoodwinked. I was bamboozled. And there's a bunch of Christians who are being bamboozled. You got a freaking Bible and you don't even know what the hell it is. The White House should be full. The White House, the outhouse, the blue house, the green house, we should be running shiznits. But we're not. It is impossible with my current level of understanding for you to know God and be in poverty. Impossible. It is impossible. It is impossible for you to have a true understanding of biblical principles because wealth is a byproduct. It's not the product. It's like when you peel potatoes, you peel off the skin before you eat them, even though that's the most important part. That's wealth. Money is the stuff that you throw away after spiritual enlightenment. You just wealth, material stuff. Material wealth is a waste of time in the spirit realm. You can't take that crap with you. Cars and houses and money. We working like Hebrew slaves to get a couple of dollars. And that's garbage. It is garbage, brothers and sisters, but we don't know who we are. How come we don't know who we are, Brother Will? We don't know who we are because we did not study our DNA. How come we did not study our DNA? Because nobody told, let me rephrase that. Nobody told me. Maybe they told you, but they didn't tell me. What is it that they didn't tell you? Well, they did not tell me that inside of me, there is a design that connects me with God's mind. They didn't tell me that. They didn't tell me nothing about the true spiritual awakening process. Now, I have books now that explain the process, but I had to learn the hard way. One of my books that I have is called CFS, Spiritual or Cerebral Spinal Fluid. And I break all of what that means. It's going on inside of your body right now. The land that is flowing with milk and honey. But the biggest thing that nobody told me was that my spiritual mission is not to fight darkness, but to bring light. I didn't know. I grew up rebuking the devil. And I grew up fighting demons. I didn't know. I grew up fighting. I did not grow up understanding. I grew up with the understanding that there was a hell. And if you don't do certain things, you were going to go there. I didn't grow up with understanding that there was a heaven, that you don't care about hell, because hell is not even in your vocabulary if you're going to heaven. I did not grow up with a understanding that darkness and ignorance cannot exist around light. I did not grow up with that understanding, even though it is what I would call common sense. I did not understand the difference between darkness and light. I was afraid of the dark because I didn't understand the light. See, if you understand the light, you don't give a damn what's in the dark. Because, like I tell everybody, I don't give a damn what the devil put on me. The God I serve, he can take it off me. So I don't fight devils and demons. They get none of my energy, no thought. My DNA is a toroidal antenna. So is yours. It is a fractal antenna, which we're going to be breaking down starting on the 16th. Your DNA is a biological bridge between space-time continuum and Christ or God consciousness. It has been scientifically proven. That's why they got Project CERN going on right now. They are trying to figure out how to disconnect from your spiritual connection and connect with the anti or the dark connection. There's some knuckleheads who want to connect and open the abyss or release Abaddon, like it says in the book of Revelation. That's what they're doing right now in Switzerland. They're trying to open the bottomless pit. Them knuckleheads are going to succeed. You don't see me worrying about it. Why? When I walk through the valley of shadow and death, I don't fear no evil. No devil has more power than my God. So I understand something that most people don't. Now, when I was a kid, I didn't understand this. Now I was spiritual unaware. I was scared. And I didn't want to die because I didn't know if I was going to go to heaven. I was concerned. And I made sure that I focused on doing things that would not take me to hell. I did not think about doing things that would take me to heaven. I was, again, fear. My salvation was counterfeit. It was fear-based. I got saved for fire insurance. Now, hopefully you didn't, but I did. I did not get saved to go get something. I got saved to avoid something. How about you? Now, let me make sure you understand. See, your DNA connects you with something called love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. When you combine all of those things in your intention, that unfolds your DNA. How do you do that? The entrance of God's words. Not mine, God's. Biologically proven, certain words turn on certain codes hidden inside your DNA. As I'm speaking to you, your DNA codes are unlocking. And it is transforming you. The Bible says, be ye transformed. How? Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So when words hit your brain, they unlock or they turn on codes in your DNA, and it creates a biological, they call it the crystal light lattice or latex. Meaning, you can't see it, but there is a ladder that connects you to the big G. You're building a bridge. This is inside of my book, 12 Strand DNA Activation. This is really how you activate your DNA. Now, don't tell nobody I told you that, because there's, you know, gurus out there who are making millions of dollars teaching people how to activate their DNA, and all you got to do is sit down and listen. See, you are a multidimensional being. Your soul's purpose is to do one thing, love, light. That's it. That's it. Period. Drop, mic, exit, stage left. Because the Bible says, Father, we need to know your plan, but we need the condensed version. Okay, this is it, homie. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Love with all. That's it. Love. But then it says, okay, for you young whippersnappers, you know, y'all, for the LLD club, you know, I was part of the LLD club. That stands for a little lost dummy. I joke about my wife all the time. She's part of the LLD club. So we both are part of the LLD club. So anybody out there that's part of the LLD club, the little lost dummy, I mean, not you, you know, but people you know. So for the members of the LLD club, you know, we got to break it down a little bit further. And he said, okay, the second is like the first. If you can't get the first, here's the second. Love your neighbor as yourself. Emphasis on the word love, because it's mentioned in both. Why? That's the golden means. That's the golden ratio. That's the golden rule. Emphasis on the word golden, which is the word God, if you take out the L. It's the word God, E-L, in God. Golden means in God. It means God. 225 times inside of the Helios Biblos, it tells you to be in God. 225 scriptures in the Bible says to be in Christ, which is the same thing as saying be in love. That's why I say if you're doing any activity that don't curl your toes, you can kiss the baby goodbye. Because you got to be in love. That means be in God. God is love. He didn't create it. He is. So spiritual awareness, the things that destroys the darkness is light. And light is love. Love, my brothers. Love, my sisters, destroys the darkness. I don't know very few gurus who teach in love. Very few. I feel like the Lone Ranger. Even though I know I'm not. I know there's some folk out there doing some great shizness. So let me make sure. Don't forget to fall in love with yourself first. Because he said, love your neighbor as yourself. See, a lot of folk making the mistake that I did. They out there, they loving other people because they see value in other people. They don't see value in themselves. How do I know? Because they don't study themselves. How many listen to the sound of my voice right now and know yourself? I'm talking about, do you know every letter in your name, what it means? Show of hands. Okay, I'm metaphysically looking around, and I don't see no metaphysical hands in the air. That means you metaphysically don't know. So let me make sure you understand the depth of the statement, brothers and sisters, because like me, when I was a little kid, growing up on my grandmother's walking around complaining, you know, angry and mad and pissed off every day, going to school, you know, urinating on myself, defecating on myself because I was a scary, poor little critter because I wanted to be like Jim Bob. Jim Bob was white. He lived in a bit. That was a dude named in my neighborhood. His name was Ron. What was Ron's name? Another dude name was Lee Bentley. And I wanted to be like them. They were white, you know. They had money. They went out to eat every night. They didn't have to go outside and pluck no chicken like I did. They didn't pick no ducks. They never picked ducks. You know, the feathers, they don't come out unless you dunk them in the night. The water has to be scalding hot. Scalding. Man, my grandmother used to pick ducks like they were going out of style. And she would say, boy, get your butt over and pick these ducks, boy. And I was too busy playing. I didn't pick no ducks. So there's a lot of people right now, y'all too busy playing. How are you playing? You're reading other people's shizness. What are you reading? Oh, you studying, man. T.D. Jakes, come on. You got it. You glued to the screen. And he got a feel-good message. Joel Osteen, come on. Now, they make you feel, but there ain't no chemistry. Now, remember, your image plus chemistry equals action. That produces results. No image, that means vision. What image is in your head? Now, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. If you got a letter A in your name, the letter A is the most powerful letter in the alphabet. Why? It's a pyramid. The line in the letter A is the capstone. Look, take out a dollar bill. Anybody got a dollar bill? Take out your dollar bill. Look on the back of your dollar bill. I need you to understand. The A stands for Aleph. I don't know if you understand, brothers and sisters. This is... On the back of every dollar bill is the letter A. It's a pyramid. Now, there's a book called Pyramid Power. Do you know me and my son did this experiment? We built a pyramid out of toothpicks. We cut an apple. We put it in the pyramid that the apple did not rot. It stayed in there for a month. It looked like a brand new apple. Don't believe me? Try it. What is the power inside of a pyramid? That's just one letter. One. We got 26 more to go. Now, let me ask you the question again. Do you know your spiritual power? Do you know? Are you aware? Brother, are you aware? Sister? Yeah, I don't think so. What about the letter B? If your name starts with the letter B, do you know what the letter B is? The letter B means or initiates friendly homebody. Now, I know this for a fact. The negative part of the letter B means self-absorbed and greedy. Now, I got a sister. She got the letter B. Her name's Brenda. Now, one thing about my sister Brenda, she's very friendly, and she's a homebody. Now, if Brenda doesn't know that about herself, and she tried to be unfriendly and try to go out and party, she's fighting against the prick. If she gets around with some friends that are party animals, and they try to... Now, my sister Brenda, her yard looks like it's professionally manicured everywhere she lives. And I would go there and I say, Brenda, who does your yard? She said, well, I do cheering. Now, I joke around with my sister Brenda all the time. Because my sister Brenda is everything that I admire. I was jealous of her when I was a little kid. My sister could walk circles around me. My sister has a heart of gold. She will give you the shirt off her back. Very friendly, and she takes care of her house. I don't care where I don't care where you drop my sister off. Give her a week, you come back, the house is gonna look like a freaking castle. Why? That's the attributes and characteristics God gave her. There is no B's in my name. Zero. Zip. Zada. So I do not have those characteristics. But I do got a W in my name. Now, inside of your Dear Canary report, I break down the entire alphabet, every letter. Has anybody read page 110 through? And some with the new Dear Canary reports on page 170. Have you read your own Dear Canary report? Probably not. How do I know? Because you still think you're a poor creature. You still think you're spiritually destitute. You don't understand. You still think Joel Osteen got more power or more spirituality than you. You should be listening to you, not Joel Osteen. No disrespect. Now, I got a letter. My letter is W. Now, the first letter of my name is W. The word W means self-expression. It means artistic and creative. Now, again, what y'all think? Do y'all think I'm expressive? Do y'all think I'm creative and artistic? Anybody know me know that, yeah, that Negro is a little too self-expressive. Fool talks nonstop. He always creating shizness. That's why he got 50 books, 5,000 shows. He want to go around the world and do what? Seminars. He want to put life management centers. Man, I come up with new ideas every freaking day. Even when I'm sleeping, I'm coming up with ideas. Now, I used to hate that. People told me that, hey, dude, you're bipolar because your brain don't turn off. Here, take some medication. And I believed them until I studied to show myself approved. The entrance of God's word unfolded my light, homie. The light is on. Somebody's chill now. So if any Negro comes up and tells me, yo, dog, you're a little too self-expressive, man, you can kiss my ass. Why? I got dunamis power because I know who I am. So nobody outside of me can come and tell me who I am because I know. And I didn't learn it from the Reverend Dr. Bishop. I studied to show myself approved unto God, not men. So if you're sitting here listening to me, we haven't even started scratching the surface in the life management system. We're still talking about the four numbers. I just introduced the 12. We haven't even got started yet. Do you know who you are? The only reason that we are unaware, the only reason that we are in spiritual darkness is because we have not studied the light. That's the reason why I want to do seminars. The whole seminar, we're going to put, everybody will start with a piece of paper with a circle. We're going to put four numbers in the center of that circle. We're going to put 12 numbers outside of that circle. We're going to put the name at the top of that circle. We will break down every letter in your name. We will break down every number in your birth and in your life expression soul. We'll break down every attribute of your blood. That is the importance of light. That's light. That is unfolding you. You are a light being, but we're walking around unaware. Now, nobody taught me this. In fact, I know no other person on the earth. There may be somebody I'm not aware of, but when I Googled it and when I researched it, I can't find nobody else that's doing it. That's why I'm doing it. I haven't even scratched the surface yet. Once I start scratching the surface, y'all probably see me on Oprah. I have Oprah on my show. Yeah, how about that? Yeah, let's do that. I might have enough time to sit down and talk with Oprah and Steve Harvey and, you know, the fly jock Tom Joyner. I don't know. They're kind of, you know, well, that may come across as a little arrogant. But what am I saying? I'm just joking around, brothers and sisters. But what am I saying, seriously? I'm seriously saying that you're worth way more than gold. Everything that you're chasing after, you should stop and just chase after yourself. That's all I'm saying. All I'm saying is I see you. I see your worth and I see your value. God sees you. God says you are the apple of his eye. You are a royal priest. You are a holy nation. You are a joint heir. You ain't no thug. You ain't no B. You ain't no hoe. You ain't no loser. You ain't no this. You ain't no that. Whatever negative term that they have attached to you, take out your Dear Kinnear report. Read what God says about you. Spiritual awareness destroys spiritual unawareness. It is time for us to stop living the way I grew up, ignorant of your place in life, your spiritual status. I grew up totally ignorant that I was a rich. I was the son and come from a great heritage. I grew up hating. Y'all don't understand, man. Y'all don't understand. I grew up hating Frasers, Rogers, Robinsons, Branch. I hated my history because I thought we was losers. I only knew what the dominant culture told me. And I thought I was a descendant of a slave. So I wanted to be white because I thought white was right. I didn't know. Oh, but I know now. I know now, brothers. I know now, sisters. I pray to God that not only do you know your biological heritage, but you start hanging out with me, you're going to know your spiritual heritage. Oh, you're a joint heir. I don't know. You may not know what that means today. Stick around. You will understand, as will I. Brothers and sisters, contrary to whatever you've been told, you are the apple of God's eye. You are made in his image and his likeness. And like God, when you speak, you create. And if you can sing, if you know how to play an instrument, oh man. God is a creator. He creates every time his mouth moves. And you create every time your life moves. It is time for you to be a conscious creator. Because you must give an account for every word that you speak. Why? When you speak, you create. There are thought form beings floating around that you've created, and you need to take care of them. Be careful what you speak. Because what you speak, life and death, is in the power of what you speak. That, my brothers and sisters, is spiritual consciousness and awareness. My brothers and my sisters, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Carry yourself as such. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Today, there was a powerful show. I want to thank everybody so much for joining me on today's show. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
I'ma get this cause I got this. I'ma get this cause I got this. I'ma get this cause I accept that I got this.
Yeah,
I know.
Life is such a mind job. I don't pray to you, I pray to my God. Between myself and I, call me tripod. I'm standing on my own, playing my part.
I'm playing my part, better be the biggest one. Kinda like I'm rolling through the hood with the biggest gun. Cause when I'm true me, yeah, I got a heavy tongue. No one can outdo me, how I let the levee run. Cause I'm the clever one, hopping to the Chevy, son. Stepping on your church, I'm knocking out your reverend one. I'm really sorry, but I'm tired of the never come. Preacher talking about that money, that'll really never come. So get your kingdom up and get your kingdom in order. Stop letting entities come and beat your border. I'ma hit these entities with a fleet of mortar. Never connoisseur, I'm harder than a border. I've been doing more footprint like a dinosaur. I'm a connoisseur when it comes to dropping my manure. When I see an opportunity, I got maneuver. I send my own damn self to show me how to do it.
I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.
Yeah. I'm done with the dogmatic. I got organic on automatic. Yeah. Ain't no panic when you lose concern. Ain't no fear when you let your soul lurk and you let your soul earn. I'ma show you something real when I speak through this. Cause it ain't only me when I speak through this. So you gotta feel the G as I speak through this. Kinda like I'm at the chapel as I preach through this. See, I don't want your money, I just want you to wake up. Cause really it's the money that continues to slave us. Fat and happy while we taking a pay cut. Cause we don't realize that we the ones that amaze us. No more stuff in the placement, cause I'ma never, never stuck in the station. I'ma tell you something, I'ma hit you to face it. If you come on my way and stop me from greatness.
I'm done. I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again. I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.
I'm done.
I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again.
I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.